From Washington, this is VOA News. We bring you this special report. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has led a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House facing the Washington Monument to remember the victim of Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was the worst mass shooting in American history. At least 58 people are dead and 515 wounded. The president has ordered flags across the country to fly at half-staff. He plans to go to Las Vegas Wednesday to meet with first responders and console the victims and their families. He has called it an act of pure evil. Police and federal investigators still do not have a motive. They say 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Eric Paddock is his brother.
There's not even anything I can say. I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us.
Police say we don't know what the shooter's belief system is. On Monday, President Trump thanked Las Vegas police for their sacrifices and quick responses and addressed the nation.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless, horrifying act of violence. This is VOA News. Two children were killed in an exchange of gunfire between Pakistani and Indian troops Monday in disputed Kashmir. The Indian Army said 12 other Indian citizens were killed in what the military called an unprovoked attack on the Indian side of the heavily militarized line of control that divides Kashmir. More than 10 people are reported dead in suicide attacks on a police station in Syria's capital Damascus on Monday. Two suicide bombers reportedly blew themselves up at the station in the Al-Midan neighborhood. Among the dead are civilians and police officers. So far, no claim of responsibility for the attack. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the granting of asylum to people fleeing war and persecution is eroding, as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their local and national interests. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the opening of the UNHCR's annual week-long refugee conference.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a record 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced by war and persecution worldwide at the end of last year, including 22.5 million refugees who had crossed international borders. In a somber assessment of the current global situation, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi notes in just 5 weeks, 500,000 Rohingya refugees have fled terrifying violence in Myanmar.
Principled leadership has frequently given way to an erosion of refugee rights, driven by confused and sometimes frightened public opinions, often stirred up by irresponsible politicians.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Our top story of the hour, police in Las Vegas, Nevada, say a man opened fire on a country music concert late on Sunday, killing at least 58 people and wounding more than 515 others. It is the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Police are now identifying the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a white male from Mesquite, Nevada. He attacked the crowd of over 22,000 from his hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, across the street from the outdoor venue, where videos showed concertgoers ducking for cover. Police entered the man's hotel room and found him dead. They believe Paddock killed himself. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.